So, Laura, how about we take a two-minute break for the national anthem, and then we'll be back here to conclude the pregame show and get this game underway. So keep listening here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Put a spell on you.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that version of the song. I mean, sure, yeah, you got Hocus Pocus, but I don't know. That's two different styles. We'll leave it at that, as we're both teams in their pregame huddles. Thanks for joining us again tonight on 105.5 FM WIRI. Nakusa co-ed soccer against Cooley Christian. Going to be a fun time, as it always is. Laura Berg back in the studio doing a great job, as always. As we are moments away from that opening touch, and it looks like Nakusa will get it. As they're playing a little closer to the ball, we'll make sure, though, however, as Nakusa will be going from my left to the right, and Cooley will be going from my right to the left. Sun setting behind me, long shadows on the field. And Nakusa's underway as they boot it way down to the opposite end, where it is gloved by the keeper, Jaden Heesch. Either way, the ball comes back loose, and he's got to glove it again as Nakusa's defense was right there. Game being played a lot at midfield, just in these opening 23 seconds of play. Again, Nakusa, dark tops, dark blue tops, shorts, and socks. White Nakusa and numbers on the front, and paper makers and numbers on the back, because there's a shot in and on goal that's bobbled. Loose ball, rolling, shot and a goal! Goal, Nakusa, as they take the lead just 42 seconds in. Ow. So goal for the papermakers. Jarrett Wilcox strikes first, and the papermakers enjoying a quick lead, not even a minute into the contest. All right. No, it took a little while to get to see them this year, and already looking all right to me after a million ties by Lincoln that we were able to bring to you. As ball coming to the near side for the squads, and it goes out of bounds. It will be a throw-in coming up for Cooley. Quentin Keeney doing the honors. And then the official says, that's the way it's going to be. As there's a little discrepancy first. As ball comes up to midfield. Picked up by Kolar. Last touched by Cooley. Kolar to throw it in. Ball comes up and kicked right back out of play by the Eagles. And Wilcox throw back in. Minute and a half into this one. Already a goal by the Papermakers. Just 42 seconds in. Jarrett Wilcox got things started. Wilcox throws it in. One of the captains on the squad. As Kolar in the corner tries to get it through, and that will be out of play. So a goal kick coming for Cooley. Two minutes in, 1-0 for the Papermakers. You're not necessarily into watching soccer, but you're okay with listening to it. Come on down. There's a big volleyball match going on, too. The Spike Out Cancer, they're wearing their pinks. Just always a great, great thing that all these schools do. So Wilcox takes the ball near side center in attempt, and that's going to be cleared back out by the Eagles out of play. Real close to it as DeCusa actually holds it inbounds. And centering again by Wilcox comes through. Nobody home except for the few Eagles. They're not taking it easy as the Papermakers take the ball back into their offensive zone. So far, DeCusa really pressing, treating the Eagles like they're the new kids in town, so to speak. As the ball comes back up to midfield. Wondering how long it's going to take for Laura to tell me to stop with the Eagles references. Nothing yet. As the ball comes out of play, far side, throw in, coming for Andrew Fisher. The Eagles throw it in. First little bit of action so far for the keeper for the Papermakers, James Clark. He scoops it up and he boots it halfway down the field. And Papermakers back on the attack. Kolar, near side, looking for an avenue to go to. He boots it up ahead to Wilcox as he's double-teamed immediately. As he gets a hard knockdown near side, and there will be no foul called on it. There will be a goal kick coming for the Eagles. 4 minutes have gone by into this contest. And the Eagles have the ball about midfield. DeCusa steals the ball yet again and brings it back down near side. Centering by Wilcox. Picked up by the defense. And trying to clear it. And just not a well-struck ball as that pops right in front of the goal box from 18 yards out. Shot comes in. That's going to be wide of the mark. Tipped out of bounds by the Papermakers. Another goal kick coming as the Papermakers really keeping the pressure on the Eagles. That constant pressure against the Eagles, you'd think in the long run, is really going to help out DeCusa. As they already do have a one-goal advantage. As the ball squirts back to Jameson Clark. Another scoop up. And a drop kick back to midfield. 5 minutes into this contest. As DeCusa really applying the pressure. Tip up ahead to Wilcox. Going to that near corner. Stop. Pass back to Kolar. Kolar trying to get it centered. Pass across the way to Declan Christensen, where he gets his pocket picked and the ball cleared. Back out to midfield, where Austin Zappa, he has a pass intercepted, and that's picked up by the Eagles. Quentin Keeney, as he's starting to bring the ball centering, up against the Papermakers, who double-team him. And have another standing by. Marking up on Keeney as the ball sits right at the end line. and pulled out of there by Zappa to create a little bit of distance. Now Nakusa, nice pass, leave up ahead where that appeared to be Adam Alameda going after it. As the ball passes through the center and now scooped up by Heesch to put a little end to that push by the Papermakers. Ball being headed between a couple players at midfield. And then the ball comes back in the Nakusa end. Where? Alameda is there. But he gets his pocket picked. And then the Eagles coming up, trying to apply pressure. And they start to, as Matthew Gabrielson has the ball. And then there's a foul against Cooley. So a free kick coming up for Nakusa, way deep in their own end. 7:13 into the game, 1-0 Nakusa over Cooley. As the ball comes up to midfield, but whistled for a handball. handball for against Nakusa. So, free kick coming for Cooley. Just because you have a handball does not make it a PK, a penalty kick. Has to happen in the goal box. That was a good boot, way long and way over the crossbar. So on the free kick, draw even with one shot and unable to do that. As now goal kick coming up here for Jameson Clark. Letting, instead of Clark doing the honors, I'm letting Alameda do it. As they have the ball coming back down to the near side, the Cooley squad trying to apply some pressure. Anyone getting down there close has been double teamed immediately. As off trying to pin the ball deep up against Claire O'Donnell was Cooley, not able to do so. As Kolar spins, tries to drive it back, but out of play. So it'll be a throw in near side coming for Cooley. Gavin Shirky does the honors. Throws it in. O'Donnell trying to get there. And it'll go out. And corner kick coming for Cooley. First one of the game. So corner kick coming for the Eagles at 9:10 into this contest. Almost a quarter of the way through the first half. We'll see what Nakusa has lined up defensively. There we go. Boot to ball. And it goes in back of the goal. No harm, no foul. And there's a goal kick coming for the Papermakers. But again, letting the honors be done by Adam Alameda. As Nakusa getting everybody in position where they need to be. Run up, boot to ball. And up towards midfield. Picked up by Sawyer Jensen. As he battles near field, or right about midfield, with a couple Eagles players. As the ball bouncing all over the place. Neither team having a real strong possession at the moment. Now Nakusa starting to break out a little bit. And the ball tips out of bounds. They will throw it in. Throwing it in. As there are several Papermakers in the area. Declan Christensen trying to get it across the way to Kolar, unable to do so, but Claire O'Donnell, she steps up. And there's a defensive player up to Kolar, who's getting double-teamed right away. Kolar up ahead, pass to Munker Schimbold. As he's going to center it, he gets a little bit of a deflection shot, blocked near side. And that will go out of bounds off the keeper. And that will actually be a corner kick for Nakusa. 11 minutes into the contest. Corner kick coming. Kolar to take it. Set play coming up. We'll see what Nakusa does. As wind up in the kick, crashing towards the goal. As the ball bounces. And that's kicked out of there by Cooley. So, Laura, how about we take a minute break, and we'll get back to the action here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Well, it sounds like a little bit of Nightmare on Elm Street there. There's almost Nightmare for the Papermakers. Jameson Clark had to come running out of the box to his right side, scoop up the ball, and he's able to negate that Eagles' opportunities. Nakusa still leading 1-0 over Cooley Christian, 13-10 into the first half as they're approaching halftime of the first half. Again, two 40-minute halves and soccer at the high school level in the regular season. As throw in for Nakusa, way across the field, couldn't quite find the number. As there is a whistle being made at midfield, I believe a foul against Nakusa. So there will be a free kick coming up for Cooley. That was actually on TV last night, Nightmare on Elm Street, the original one. Yes, during the course of the day yesterday, the Wes Craven's new Nightmare was on, which was one I always kind of liked. As we'll talk all kinds of Halloween things coming up. It's that time of year. As Nakusa looking to really give a nightmare to the Eagles here as they have started 1-0 here, 14-15 into the contest. Goal just not even a minute in. By Jarrett Wilcox, and Nakusa's enjoying the advantage as they have the ball, taking down about three-quarters field, going to my right before the ball gets tipped out of bounds. Throw in for Nakusa, as this will be Alameda. Alameda throws it in over his head, and there you go, Nakusa trying to get it through, but it's going to be sent out of play. And a corner kick, I believe, coming up for the Papermakers. I believe that was kicked out by Cooley, and it was. So corner kick coming. 15 minutes in. For Nakusa's second one. Arm up. Foot to ball. And that hits off the post. And then out of play. Oh, you couldn't have really done it much better than to have it curl about four more feet down towards center field. Either way, free kick coming up, or goal kick coming up for the Eagles. It's time to give honor to one of our many sponsors that make these games possible. Econ Electric, when your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, of course. Get your Generac generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss, thanks to Econ Electric. Nakusa has the ball midfield, and they're trying to charge yet again. But not with Econ Electric. They make their own spark here. As ball comes up far side, I believe that's Wilcox with it. as ball gets tipped out of the end line, and another corner kick coming up. Boot to the center, and a header. There's a goal! Beautiful set play as Nakusa strikes again as the tip comes in from number 14, Declan Christensen. He took that header on in to the goal, and at 16:20, you have it, Nakusa 2-0 over the Eagles. I'm going to double check that, and yep, that is Wilcox with the corner kick. That did it. So an assist to Wilcox, score. Goal to Christensen. Nakusa's up 2-0 over the Eagles at 16:20. Nakusa trying to regain the ball as the Eagles trying to jumpstart something. They got the ball pretty far down the pitch. But Nakusa, they recompose themselves as racing forward is Sawyer Jensen in the corner. So we'll see what the call is. It'll be a goal kick. Last touch by Nakusa. So, it's 17-10. The Eagles with another goal kick, which they will turn the opportunity over to another player. This angle can't read the number. As he turns, as Zach Graw, he sends it down. Comes up to his teammate, Quentin Keeney, who he's got a full head of steam coming up the near side, but then tipped away by O'Donnell. Up ahead to Kolar, back to O'Donnell. And then that's cleared back all the way down, and we'll see if it stays in play, which it does not, as there will be a throw-in coming in for the Papermakers. Two goals already for Nakusa as they lead Cooley 2-0. I want to thank everybody out there listening tonight to this good old soccer game. If you're more on the international aspect of it, football. As there will be a whistle. Cooley ball. I think they're going to call a handball outside the box against Kolar. No, at any rate, Keeney to do the honors of throwing it in. 18:30. Into the contest is a whole bunch of substitutions coming in for the Eagles and just one for Nakusa. Going out is Becca Rodriguez. As coming in is Ryan Geller. We'll see how this throw-in goes. Keeney throws in. Picked up by Nakusa right away. Trying to clear it out. Not able to. As the defense is forming up pretty well for the Eagles. And now there's the charge out. Wilcox gets edge on the ball. He's got it. He's only got really one man left to beat as he's starting to curl in towards the center. Holds up. Kicks the ball back to try to get an offense set up. In there to disrupt that, however. Titus Traylor. He was able to disrupt that pass just enough. And now a throw-in coming for Cooley. Kusa does take that throw-in with Wilcox coming up the far side. He tries to center it. Nobody home and kicked back out by Traylor, and it'll be a throw-in coming for Nakusa. Wilcox looking for where to go for the throw-in. Throws it in. It's Declan. Then an opportunity taken there by Alameda, but that's going to be wide of the mark. So goal kick coming up for Cooley. How about this, Laura? How about we take another minute timeout? We'll be back here with the continuation of the first half in a moment. Where Nakusa leads 2-0 here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Good tune again, Laura. That's a fun one. As Nakusa gets the ball down deep, Wilcox looking for another opportunity to get a point, and it's scooped up there by Keish as he's able to boot the ball down to midfield and get out of that stressful situation. Ball does come out of play. Throw in coming in for Nakusa. And thanks to all our listeners, all our sponsors. And of course, Laura doing a great job. Picking some pretty good tunes by my estimation. There's actually some really good Halloween songs out there besides for movies. Just about anything, as far as I'm concerned. Anything Alice Cooper is pretty good for Halloween. As throw-in coming for Cooley. Andrew Fisher. To throw in. Throws in. That's going to be back to Keeney. Keeney centering. Headed out of there by Nakusa. Ball comes back. And then they go. Alameda kicks up at midfield to Wilcox. Wilcox looking for somewhere to get up there to. And he has a target. That's going to be Shinbold. He gets behind his defenseman. He's trying to center it. Kicks it back across to Declan Christensen. And he plays the ball. And there will be a foul called against him. Turnover there, as it'll be a free kick for the Eagles. Asked Seth, and he came away with, on Tuesday, that soccer game, Rapids and Wausau East, he came away with probably the original Halloween. Laura, what is your favorite Halloween movie? Not just the Halloween franchise, but the time of year, the holiday. There's a whole host of them. As Dottie B, she was on the radio this afternoon doing the noon shift for Katie Cruz, and she said, text it on in. You can send a message, and hey, send a message. Make sure you send it to WIRI and say, hey, your favorite Halloween movie, even Halloween song. That'd be cool too, or ghoul if you like it that way. As Shinbold takes a shot, and that's going to be tipped away. Out of play, still going to be a little bit too much curve on it. So goal kick coming here for the Eagles. To go. We're past halfway point. There's a good goal kick coming up. Christensen plays it off his head. So he's chasing it back down. Nakusa trying to hopefully add another. Add them all. As Christensen comes up with the ball. Far side. He's really got some good speed. He's building up ahead of steam. As the ball pops out of bounds. Throw in coming here for Wilcox. All right, Adams Family. All right, the one with Raul Julia. All right. That's a good one. That is a good one. I've seen that one. Yeah, not all Halloween movies have to be gore and scary and all that other stuff. They can be some pretty good ones, some funny ones. I know my girlfriend just absolutely loves Hocus Pocus. It's one of her favorite ones from her childhood and still is into her. Well, she doesn't really want people to know how old she is, so anyways. She's younger than me. We'll put it that way. As Wilcox takes the ball up the far side, he leaves it up ahead. Schinbold, as he has the ball slide right on into the belly of Heesch, as he makes another big save to keep Nakusa out of the goal. But speaking of big saves, hey, 8th Street Auto, family-owned and operated. 8th Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let 8th Street Auto find wheels for them. Big thank you to them. When you go to 8th Street Auto, there's free kick for the Eagles against another papermaker foul. And no one home, and that goes out of play. Throw in coming up for Kolar. I think, for me, mentioned on Tuesday, favorite Halloween movie that I can kind of laugh at, Fright Night for sure. Fright Night for sure. That would be probably my favorite at the moment. Nothing bad with a good cheesy 80s movie. Nothing really good with them either, to come to think of it. As throw in for the Eagles comes up. Stopped by Kolar. A whole scrum of players there trying to get it out past towards midfield. Eagles come away with it. Played. Well done there, young lady, as that, I believe, was Rachel Peterson. And now there's a race for it. Wilcox, he gets poked away from behind as he was going in for the shot. Either way, he's now got a corner kick. Nakusa's fourth as he looks to add another point to his total. Wilcox does it. Just missing the header was Christensen, looking for some deja vu there as the ball comes back out. And there will be a throw-in nearly at the corner for Nakusa. 27:35 left to go in the first half. 2-0, Nakusa over Cooley. Rodriguez coming back in. Becca Rodriguez coming back in for Rachel Peterson. For Nakusa. Then Kolar to throw in. Near side, Schinbold. Splits the defense. Use some fancy footwork. Trying to center it. Gets around another one. Ball comes loose. Shot. And just off the mark. A little too strong there was Christensen. He wants that one back. But goal kick coming up for the Eagles. Classic Halloween movie that my dad, God rest his soul, always told was actually a summer movie, but they play it all the time in Halloween, was Jaws. And he told me all about it. And I laugh every time the part of the movie comes on, even though it's not a funny part. That's they find Ben Gardner's boat, and if you've seen it, his face pops through the hole in the boat. And rough shape. And when my dad was in the theater and he saw that, he jumped and yelled, and the popcorn went all over the place. I just, to this day, I picture that back in 1975, and oh, Dad, that was a good one. We got to have some light moments during those horror movies, even though it's not necessarily a light moment. It's a moment that still makes a story that makes you laugh. As goal kick coming up here for Nakusa's good defense pushed the attacker through the perimeter and out the back line. So goal kick coming for Nakusa. They take it, and that's a good kick way up to midfield where Schinbald hits the ball. Really nifty footwork there as Christensen gets the ball back up to Schinbald. Wilcox battling for it. His ball is played about midfield. Ball comes near side. Kolar chips ahead to Wilcox. Wilcox gets around to a centering attempt. Header attempt, and that's going to be scooped up there from... Boy, that Christensen's really going for those header goals. As that one was just a little off the mark and scooped up by Heesch on the far post. Nakusa battling with the ball about midfield. And the Eagles coming away with it. Eagles chip it up ahead. intercepted there by Nakusa. Ball being played about 50-yard line on the football marks. And there's Christensen. He's taking it right up the middle as he takes a one-timer just wide of the mark by a couple feet by Christensen. And that will be a goal kick coming up for the Eagles at 30-50 into the first half. Less than 10 minutes to go before halftime. So with that, Nora, how about we take a minute break? And we'll be back here with the conclusion of the first half in a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Always take a media timeout and something will happen. And the Eagles, they were able to get the ball down deep and get a corner kick, but the last couple, corner kick was curled a little too much before the post and just went into the side of the goal out of play. So goal kick coming up for the Papermakers. Under 8 minutes to go before halftime. During halftime, we'll send it back to Laura. She'll play a couple tunes, get some numbers crunched, and then be ready for the exciting conclusion to this one as Nakusa already holds a 2-0 lead over the Eagles. As Wilcox storming up the middle of the field, and he gets the ball a little bit too far away, and that's cleared by Heesch for a throw-in for Nakusa, and that looks like that'll be Kolar to do that. Brecken Kolar to do the honors again. As the ball was not marked ready to go. As moments are ticking away. Under 7 minutes to go. Ball up to Wilcox. Sends it up across the way. Centering attempt. Shot. Going to be scooped up. That shot taken by Sawyer Jensen. And booted back out of there by Heesch, but Nakusa back on the move with it. Nakusa doing a good job keeping the pressure on the Eagles here as they do have that two-goal advantage coming at 42 seconds into the contest. And then 16-20. As Nakusa really doing a good job keeping the pressure on the Eagles. Throw in on the far side. As there is a stoppage of play here. Stoppage of play. And we're going to see what the discussion is as the officials come walking up. Take this pause in the action. Talk about our good friends over at Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time, Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Yes, there must be a spot of blood on a jersey that they need to get cleaned up. They did not motion a yellow card, but that's just what the PA said. I've been watching the officials, and I haven't seen anything. Odd. Very odd. Oh, well, we play on back to action here as kick high misplayed off Papermaker. Now coming out to get it, Jameson Clark, as he boots the ball back to midfield. Looking for Schimbald. Wilcox with it. Leaves it up ahead, Schimbald. He's taking the ball, near side, stops, gets it poked away. Back to Wilcox, near side, Christensen. Chips up ahead to Schimbald, and then Cooley gets to it. Nice passes, and good job on the defense to disrupt things just enough to keep things going. Ball bouncing, picked up by Christensen. Couldn't quite get the angle on it that he wanted. Now it's cleared again by the Eagles. Foul coming up, and now there will be a free kick coming for Kolar. Kolar centers it up to Christensen, then trying to clear it out is Cooley. Unable to do so, Zalameda trying to get it over to what appeared to be Christensen. Then to no avail, nobody home for Nakusa as they boot it back out. About 4 minutes to go in the first half. Nakusa up 2-0 over Cooley. As O'Donnell battling near side as the ball poked away. She's running some interference there. Standing back, shot, and scooped up by Clark. As that was a heck of an effort put in by Quentin Keeney for Cooley. He did a great job trying to get some separation. Fortunately for the Eagles, he couldn't get just enough as Clark was there. As Nakusa has the ball, and it'll be a throw-in now coming up for Kolar. Under 3 minutes, or just over 3 minutes to go. As the ball goes out of play, throw-in for the Eagles. Throw-in coming here, just under 3 minutes to go. The ball comes through, kicked out of play, and a goal kick coming for Clark. Goose up 2-0 in the waning moments of the first half. Goes across the way. Christensen, Schimbald. Back to Christensen, back to Schimbald. Schimbald trying to center it. Physical play by the defense there. Really muscling in there. There's Wilcox battling too. Schimbald gets through it. Tries to work his way through with his last defender. Unable to do that. The final boss was there. As Wilcox with the ball near side. He gets poked away. And down goes Kolar. No playing. No whistle. Still playing on. That was looked a little worse, I think it was, as ball comes near side, under 2 minutes to go. Connell pops the ball up, trying to play it down. She does. Wilcox can't keep it in bounds. Throw in coming for the Eagles. Gavin Shirky throw it in. Looking for his target. He's got about 1.5 minutes. Christensen boots it out of play. And up in the stands. All right. As the ball gets thrown in by Shirky. Keeney has it. The ball bounced back out of play. It'll be another throw-in for the Eagles. 1:05. And now they're whistling other way. I'm not sure what I saw, but as the ball comes out of play, and now back the other way. Throw in for the Eagles. Ball bouncing high. As Alameda gets there. Ball bouncing midfield. Good scrum for it. As the ball goes all the way across and out of play. Throw in for the Eagles. Ball Ball bounces high. Nakusa has it now as Wilcox tries to chip it up ahead. Screaming in there was, I believe, Gavin. I think that was Gavin Kolar. That was Ryan Geller up. He had a brother, older brother, Gavin, as we're under 10 seconds to go. Corner kick coming. Ball off the glove. Ball bouncing, bouncing around, and turned away right at the horn. And there you have it. There is your first half of action coming your way from Nakusa Port Edward State Bank Field at the Nakusa Sport Complex. Where? Halftime score, Nakusa 2, Cooley 0. So that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a step out. Good music. We got some about 10 minutes to go before we take her up in the second half of the action. But until then, keep listening for some great favorite country western music. And we'll be back in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch rays, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear fall down. Your gut sucked in, chest up out like a small town flag flying. Or a newborn baby crying. In the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able. Putting food there on the table and providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can,
burnt your tires, leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me in this bar none.
And the kind of life
we're back here, start of the second half in the South Central Conference boys soccer match. We're in Nakusa on top of Cooley Christian 2-0 as Nakusa being caught a little flat-footed to start here as Cooley getting a corner kick here in the opening seconds of the half. Corner coming. Shot up off the gloves of Clark, and it is cleared out by the Papermakers as there's a whistle for interference against the goaltender, so it'll be a goal kick coming for Nakusa. And Mike Comer here giving the action. Larberg doing the magic at the office, working the boards, making it sound good. Well, if it sounds good, that's because of Laura. If it doesn't, well, it's probably just me. As Nakusa holding a 2-0 advantage over the Eagles. They had a goal for just 42 seconds into the game, Jarrett Wilcox. And then, about 15 minutes later, Declan Christensen off a set play, off a corner kick, headed the ball into the back of the net, and that's how we're at, 2-0. Ball sitting about midfield, waiting for a throw in Nakusa, as Cooley trying to pick up the intensity here and get the ball down the field. All kinds of sports going on today, as I see game 4 of the NLDS starting in LA. Phillies took game 3, so Dodgers still up 2-1. As ball bounces out of bounds, near side, throw in for the Eagles coming up here. 43-38 into the game, just 3 minutes into the second half. And, of course, the Cubs and Brewers starting around 8 o'clock. So about when this game's over with, that's when that game's going to start. So we'll see if the Brewers can lock it down or if the Cubs can live to see another day. I don't have a dog in the fight, so who doesn't like Game 5? I'd like to see Game 5. No arguments for me. As Nakusa picks up the ball near side. It was Alameda to Christensen. Wilcox can't hold on to it. Ball picked up now by Cooley. Olar runs a little interference to slow down the ball. Back to O'Donnell, kicking the ball up about midfield. 44-40 time. Going on 5 minutes into the second half. Nakusa about 35 minutes away from another South Central Conference victory. It'll be their second. Playoff brackets come out next week, so we'll see where Nakusa plays, who they play. There's some suspicion on a few things with it, as coaches always wonder. As the ball slides